How do you feel now when you look back at your career?
My biggest asset has been my confidence. People feel that I have inspired people or Geet has inspired people, that character so much. But Geet, jaisa jo apne dil se sochti hai hamesha, wo aajkal you don't see. Even in the Gen Z, I feel.
Where do you get your gossip from?
I think from Instagram these days.
What is Kareena, the mom, doing for her kids? In terms of what do you keep telling them?
Right now, it's just like, don't fight with each other.
Wait till the time they discover WWE.
They have, because Taimur already has. So he's wearing his gloves and he's like, come on.
How do you dress at home?
I dress like I'm in like, good. So strange. Seth today is like, God. Ek event pe jaane ke liye, itne sare log, itne sare kapde.
What was the most attractive thing at first when you got to know Saif Ali Khan?
I think I'm still discovering Saif.
Really?
Yeah.
You ever felt lonely like throughout this journey?
Well, I mean, of course, I think people will never really understand what you are feeling at that time, because sometimes you have to do so many things for others no matter what you are going through. Ke aap 102 bukhar se mar rahe ho, but koi nahi hai saath mein. They don't care.
There's really not much to say in this intro. It's Kareena Kapoor Khan on The Ranveer Show. Absolutely beautiful, in-depth conversation. I honestly feel that there's very few Indians who've reached an out-and-out iconic status. And they've usually reached that point because of years of hard work, years of self-conditioning, years of sacrifice. That's what we tried speaking about today with Kareena Kapoor Khan, but it's also a fun conversation. You'll get an insight into her mind, into her heart, and hopefully her soul. Her new film Crew is releasing in theaters on the 29th of March. Make sure you go check it out. But for now, it's Kareena Kapoor Khan on The Ranveer Show. Ladies and gentlemen, today it's a beautiful day because the sun is shining outside the studio and inside the studio. We have Kareena Kapoor with us.
Thank you.
Kareena Kapoor Khan.
Ji.
How are you?
Very well. Very happy to be here talking to you, Ranveer. And it's always nice because aap se baat karke aise lagta hai that, you know, like I've known you forever somehow. Even when you came on my show, we met for the first time actually there. But I somehow feel like I've always known you.
I feel the same. And it's not something I'm saying to just warm you up and to break ice here.
Yeah.
But I felt it was very easy speaking with you for some reason. I don't know why. And I'd probably say that seeing Kareena Kapoor's career from the outside was really inspirational. Because since I was a kid, I was very messed up and deep. So I would see it and I would think that there's a lot of hard work and discipline that's going on here, but it's all behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's all behind the scenes. Everything should be behind the scenes.
How do you feel now when you look back at just your career?
I just look back at it as like, you know, I've done so many things that I've really wanted to do and enjoyed doing. I'm very, very lucky and one of those lucky few that I have actually enjoyed being on set every minute that I have from the age of 17. Today, I'm 43. And I think that journey and that every day of me being in front of the camera, being, you know, on set, meeting my actors, directors, playing different roles has been, I think, something that has just given me so much happiness and so much joy. And I'm very lucky that I love my job. Because if you don't really love what you're doing, it's very tough, you know, to keep doing it, to go ahead with it. And I feel most people somehow don't really get to enjoy their jobs.
Have you loved it throughout?
I think I've loved it even before I faced the camera.
Okay.
Because I think acting ek bhoot hoti hai, ek nasha hota hai, in a good sense. And that is actually like a ek feeling of like, you know, that trance. I feel that trance every time I'm in front of the camera. That's why every time you see a shot of mine, I'm giving it my 100%. I'm giving it my best because I love it so much.
Have you seen this Pixar film called Soul?
called Soul.
S-O-U-L?
No, I haven't seen
it. Okay. I highly recommend it.
Okay.
I recommend you watch it with your kids. Like,
oh, nice. It's yeah, made Pixar, for kids, yeah, of course.
But it's a very spiritual film.
Oh, nice.
And they talk about a state of flow in it. And I've spoken about this a lot on the show.
Mm.
It's basically what you're saying.
Right, right.
And the best acting and best art always comes out of a deeper place.
Yeah, of course. I think so. And a deep place of like wanting to do your best, giving your best somehow.
Have you ever had a role where you've really, really had to go extremely deep within your own head to pull out that performance? Or do all your roles come out of like a similar place of just being Kareena Kapoor Khan?
No. I think most people like to feel that because I make a lot of things look easy.
Yeah.
But there are roles that I think I have given a lot to. And in fact, maybe those films haven't been box office successes, whether Dave? It was Lal Singh Chadda, whether it was Heroine, whether it was Tashan. These are films that I loved and, you know, enjoyed doing and gave a lot to, a lot of thought. Like Rupa was such a deep character in Lal Singh. Somehow she was dark, but yet like a ray of sunshine. So, you know, doing those kind of parts really excite me.
Do you remember a chat we had on your show?
Yeah, yeah, of
about
course.
About bad girls and bad boys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't get a chance to expand on that thought, but what I was basically trying to say is that all of us are a little bit gray.
Of course. And those human beings, I think, are
the most interesting to play also.
Yeah.
In terms of the gray people are the most interesting in real life and the most interesting roles.
I think so, no?
Are you still like the same shade of gray that you were in your 20s? Or are you a different person now in the 2020s?
I think I'm, when I was in my 20s, na, Ranveer, I was a lot more like, ek andar ek alag si ek aag hoti hai. Wo ek alag sa havas hota hai, ek alag si bhook hoti hai, that prove karna hai, I have to be the best, I want to do this. You know, ek, that's a different kind of constantly on the go. Ye bhi karna hai, wo bhi karna hai, ye film bhi karna hai, wo ad bhi karna hai, ye film, you know, all of that. But I think now after having almost reached 25 years of my career, there's a different kind of hunger. Hunger for a little bit of peace also in the characters that I play. A little bit of more deeper understanding. Because as a human being also, I've grown. Na? And between 20 and 43, if there's no growth as a person, I think there'll be no growth as an actor. And I feel like I have grown as a person.
Recently how?
Recently how? I mean, motherhood has changed me. Being a wife has changed me. I think ek alag tarike ki responsibilities aa jate hain life mein. You're not chasing just that one end point, you know, which when you're in your 20s, you're like, success is everything. Box office hits are everything. My life revolves on the fact that I need to prove myself as a good actor or a star. Now it's, I feel my mind has also expanded. And my husband, my children, my friends have allowed me and helped me grow into, you know, the person I am and hopefully the person I will become.
Is there like a challenge at this stage?
There's a challenge of, you know, how far I can go with mental peace, how far I can stretch myself to be at peace with myself. And that is a constant battle which one has to keep, you know, doing.
Can I add to your piece a little bit?
Yeah, of course.
So, because you are the sunflower of India.
We've got
something. This is for you.
Wow, thank you. So beautiful.
Yeah.
I love sunflowers. Should I keep it here?
You can keep it next to you, wherever you wish. But this is actually what you are for a lot of India. And I know this is a little gimmicky, but
no, I think getting flowers is never a gimmick. I think it's so nice.
You like receiving flowers?
Yeah.
We thought long and hard about which ones to give you.
Yeah, sunflower.
There's no flower that I could think of that's as similar to your soul. Like how we know Kareena Kapoor.
I think that's a lovely compliment for me.
Like, you know, whether it's you in a photo or you on screen, or I remember even like my early memories of seeing Kareena Kapoor, you always like stood out.
Mm.
And that came from a place of like deep internal self-confidence that I understand right now.
Yeah.
So were you acting with self-confidence then, or like was it actually that deep?
you know, I'm actually, I can only act to play my characters. Real life, mein, I don't think I can act because I'm that kind of person that anything, it just, mere face pe dik jata hai, aankhon mein dik jata hai. Ke agar mood kharab hai, agar, that I'm upset about something or anything, anything. I'm extra happy. That's why when you see me, it's, sometimes I'm like so happy. I'm like all OTT over the top because it comes from that. I just react instantly to people, to things, to, you know, that I'm a very reactive person. And I think that has helped me. So self-confidence jo hai, I don't think it can, confidence is something that you can put on.
It was always there.
You either have it or you don't have it.
I don't remember you being without confidence.
No. In this profession, I think my biggest ammunition and my biggest asset has been my confidence. And that's why I feel that maybe people feel that I have inspired people or Geet has inspired people, that character so much. Because she was lovable, but ek confidence thi. Ke I'll go, I'll run away, I'll get married to that guy, I'll do it. That level of confidence, that level of innocence also, I think that is in me.
Do you get bored of being asked Jab We Met questions? Because see, the topic is very hot on reels and shorts. So if anyone talks about Jab We Met, it blows up on the algorithm.
But it's just amazing because the film released recently and people were sending me videos because I have some of my own friends who went to watch it. People have recited the whole film. They're like as though they're reading a book. They're just reading. They were saying the dialogues one after the other, not just mine, but Shahid's, everybody's, every single character. So it's just jo impact hota hai logo pe. So very few films in a person's career have that.
Very few films in general age that well also.
Yeah.
And like, I think Geet as a character has influenced a lot of people's heads in general. It's a very like sunflower positive character.
Yeah,
also.
Somewhere, you know, that, I mean, you know, like 16, 17 years later, you're still giving examples of that. Even though so many films have released. But I feel those love stories, these days, we're missing that, no?
Yeah, I feel the same. I feel the same about the film world in general, all over the world. Like, I remember growing up seeing a lot of rom-coms. I don't know where all the rom-coms have gone.
I don't know where they've gone.
Where have they gone?
Yeah, where have they gone? Where have all the love stories gone? Where are all those Shah Rukh Kajol moments? Where are those? I also miss those, na?
But what's the internal chatter in the film industry? Where have they gone?
Ab to sab action dekh rahe. Hopefully, ab comedy dekhenge agle hafte. So, we are trying to bring back different genres. But I think somehow the action films are appealing a lot to the audiences. But I feel the audiences, their tastes change also. They like good films. They are so accepting and loving that the fact is that if you give them something that interests them, give them a good story, be it in any form, I think they just stick to it.
Have you ever wondered about why Jab We Met was this evergreen? Because I'll give you a little Gen Z perspective on Jab We Met.
Yeah,
right
yeah,
now.
Of course. I'd love to know.
There's a lot of green flag and red flag chatter. Like, according to everyone, Anshuman was a red flag.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, no?
And have you heard of the word situationship?
I mean, I've read, like, people say that. And
so, there's a relationship. And then on the other end of the spectrum, there's, like, a casual, like, a friends with benefits. Yeah. This is somewhere in the middle. Where you're a friend with benefits with someone, where there's also emotional benefits. That becomes a situationship.
Yeah. So, that's where people are connecting, you're saying?
Yeah, I think with time, people are connecting Jab We Met with a lot of stuff that's happening in the 2020s.
Yeah.
Which is why everyone's like, that film was way ahead of its time.
Could be. Yeah, that's true.
What advice would you give Geet now, the character, with everything you've learned about life?
I mean, Geet was somehow, her innocence actually has taken her, and this longevity is because of her. Ke she did everything and thought so much from her heart. Ke aajkal log dimag se sochte jo karna chahiye kabhi kabhi life mein. But Geet jaisa jo apne dil se sochti hai hamesha, wo aajkal you don't see even in the Gen Z, I feel. So that's how somehow they are connecting, that they also want to be like that. You know, But somehow I feel people are thinking a lot more with their mind in the 2020s.
But people are getting very effed up in the head nowadays.
Huh.
Like it's just an outcome of living in the 2020s with social media and comparison and all that.
Yeah.
That's what I sense is happening a lot.
And Geet was pre-social media.
Yeah. I think
so. Her innocence was still intact.
That's why people are connecting with the characters even more now.
Yeah, I think so, no?
Yeah.
It's scary, but I mean, like, as much as I love it, I love Instagram, and I get to, you know, be in my bed and travel the world. But it's just, I know how damaging, like, it could be to the mind and how carried away, you know, people can get with the way everything has to be, like, picture perfect. Everything has to be, like, get ready for the event, be seen at this event, go collect this award, do this. Itna pressure aa gaya hai ki I think we're somewhere in between. We're, like, also forgetting to, like, you know, live a little bit. For ourselves, for our families, for our friends, enjoy the moments. Like every dinner, at least 3 times we have to tell our friends or each other, come on, leave that phone. Chalo phone band karo. So I think it's like we're just caught up in so many things. So I feel we should still bring back that Geet innocence. And that's why people are still like loving that and going to see that film.
Is Geet inside Kareena Kapoor or is Kareena Kapoor inside Geet? Simpler way of asking.
Yeah, no?
Is there a Geet inside you? Like, are you that person completely?
Completely. I think I am that person that... Because Geet always thought from my heart. And I honestly, Ranveer, in my life, I have taken every decision from my heart. Maine kabhi soch samajh ke nahi liya. Otherwise, then you can see my career graph. You can see some people will say that, oh, she said no to this film, that film, this film, that film. And there are so many discussions about that sometimes I'm like, theek hai na? You know, हर फिल्म की भी एक किस्मत होती है. मेरे किस्मत में नहीं लिखा था, किसी और की किस्मत में लिखा था. It's fine. But I have always taken my decisions from my heart. That I want to do this. This is what I want to do right now. This is what I don't want to do right now. So that's why I feel somewhere you associate the sunflower girl in me. Because, you know, I'm a bit of that also.
How's life right now?
How's life right now? Exciting. I'm very, very excited for Crew. All female-centric kind of film, comedy. Excited to have collaborated with my longtime producers, Riya and Ekta. We're an all-women kind of army. Tabu, Kriti, all of us. I feel like itne sare action films ke beech mein ek female heist, Ocean 11, Ocean 8 kind of vibe film, comedy, nice if it comes. You've always seen the males do it, but now I think we're ready for the female kind of heist comedy, which I think it is.
Yeah. I think girls have generally gotten very active in content, which is very good. I mean,
it's very good.
I think we had this discussion that time as well. There's a lot of female content creators coming up. Lots of girls are expressing themselves more on social media, which
very
is great.
Good, which is great.
Yeah.
And which I think is great for them, for themselves, for their self-confidence, for their mental health. Conversations are on. Women are in the forefront, na? I mean, I think everywhere around the globe. So I'm happy that it's a good time. So I'm very confident again that I feel people will enjoy watching us.
Do you change with every film? Or do you stay the same?
No, I think I should change with every film. No? I mean, in terms of look, I don't know. Size, look, those are all things that don't bother me as much. But I should change. My character should change. The way I perform should change. Things like that should change.
When you went down to the size zero, I remember this was like what India was obsessed with at that
God,
point.
Oh, God, yeah.
Was there a downside of that didn't come out in the public? Or was that still easy for you? Because what I can tell about you is now, especially after speaking to you, but I could tell this even then, like, you're very deeply ambitious. So, like, in that phase, for sure.
Yeah. No, I'm ambitious. You have read me well. I am ambitious. But I'm not ambitious to the point that I would harm myself, my mental frame of mind. You tend to, na? When ambition is so high in your life that you have nothing else to look forward to. So I'm not like that, but I'm ambitious.
Did you ever harm your, like, mental health?
No. Size Zero, also I took that time. I took almost a year, year and a half to get into that look. And it was like a challenge that I said, ki ek bar karna hai life mein, ki if this for this action film, because I've never done an action film actually after that also. Ki ye karna hai life mein, to ye karna hai.
Would you do it again?
Now I think that we're living in a generation where everything is accepted. And I wouldn't like to say that, okay, this certain body type would be accepted for an action film or this not. I think today everything and everyone can do what they want to do. So I think I'm ready for an action film now also. I don't need to be a size zero.
I have like too many questions. Okay, and I'm going to be like very like straightforward.
Okay. Here.
So normally we shoot in a studio and the studio has its own energy.
Yeah.
So I'm able to go way deeper into my guest mind also. And that's
okay.
Usually the theme of this show.
Right.
Because
right.
I get to meet people from a lot of industries and get to gauge where people are.
Ah,
so I'm still trying to get closer to like the real
And then
Kareena.
What will happen? Then you'll assess me and will you say something?
I can say so much even now, but we'll hold that for like the end of the podcast. How are you feeling till this point?
I really like, enjoy talking to you because I think you are also honest. You come across as very honest and come across as somebody who is an interviewer who most people like, I feel, yahan pe na, jab interviews karte, sawal poochte but jawab sunna nahi hai. Agle sawal pe jana hai. Ke, you know, kya hai? Okay, I've asked her, achare. So the interviewer is asking the question but not really listening to the interviewee, you know. So I like to talk to people where they would also engage me and actually try to, like you said, you know, kind of understand or get into my mind.
I think an interview now is for the tabloids and the headlines and the clicks.
Huh.
A podcast is for the heart.
Yeah.
So good. I'm actually doing it for me,
like, then that's very good, because that's why I'm happy I'm here.
I would ask you these same questions if you gave me the time at a party or a social function also. So
right,
these are just
right.
My actual questions.
Yeah, which is good. That's why it's different.
I'd also ask you for gossip.
That I don't have. Aapne kaha ki aapke yahan to itne sare different, you know, celebrities, guests aate hain. So you should know. I am like, meri bas ye ek aisi reputation ban gayi hai.
Yeah, why?
I think just like that. I think I have no time to have also so much information. Aajkal to sab kuch waise Instagram pe aa jata hai.
Where do you get your gossip from?
I think from Instagram these days.
You're active on Insta?
I mean, as active as one can be, you know.
You enjoy it?
I enjoy it. I have to say that the journey started slow for me because I was new to it. But now I'm enjoying it. Like, I'm enjoying the fact that, okay, chalo, everybody's posting pictures. Chalo, I'll post pictures. But then if I know it's getting too much into my personal space, then I pull back.
Fair.
Then I'm like, no.
That thing you said about social media affecting mental,
yeah.
Does it affect Kareena Kapoor Khan?
No,
like,
I mean,
because everyone else would feel a sense of comparison.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anyone you'd compare yourself with. There's nothing. People compare themselves to you.
No, nothing like that. I feel like I would, I even if, you know, sometimes there's a thought in my mind, but I'm always like, I don't want to, like, it's okay, you know, and I wouldn't want to compare because I know that there's place for everybody in this.
Have you been competitive earlier in life?
I mean, I think I definitely, in my 20s and 30s, I must have surely been for sure, because like I said, you know, that time when you're younger, na, I think wo energy ek alag level pe chalta hai. Your wavelength, you're on a different wavelength in your 20s, 30s. That's why in so many interviews I've also said that I never want to go back to that time. I'm very much at peace now. Now I'm like, if I know that like this is it and like I'm taking like 10, 15 days off from work, I'm confident that I'm going to do this. And this is what I want to do. And then nothing can change my mind, you know, from that. But pehle we never wanted ki nahi, we don't want a holiday, because then aise hota tha pehle ki agar holiday hai to kaam nahi hai. You know, you should have 5 films, you should have 10 films. Now it's like, you know,
in your head you were aiming only for the top always, like it was always like I want to climb up the mountain. Was that What was going on in your head?
My mom always told me, if you aim for the stars, you'll end up on the tree. So she was like, apni aim hamesha do rakhna. As high as high can be. And then wherever you land, will land.
Okay, another straight question, okay?
Yeah.
But this came to peace with things. I have a lot of friends in the world of acting, okay? And I have a lot of friends in media in general, but I see this specifically with actors. Actors are usually like the best looking people in any friend group or anywhere they go. But in their heads, they're not good looking.
Okay.
Have you ever had that doubt?
No, I don't.
You've always known that you're gorgeous.
I don't want to lie. Because if I say that, I'm not that girl. So I can't lie.
Have you had any insecurity related to looks?
No, I'm not. I don't think so. I think I get it from my parents. I don't want to say that, oh, okay, I am. Because I'm not that person, so I don't want to.
No, fair.
And if I lie, I guess you'll catch me.
Arey, no.
And this show is a podcast, jaise aapne kaha. To aapko to meri aankhon se pata chal jayega. And then duniya ko pata chal jayega. So I rather answer straight that I have no qualms at all. I have no doubt in my mind.
You've been in the limelight over so long that people know your character, but there's still parts of you that people don't understand that are hidden.
Yeah.
Which is the art of stardom, according to me, at least.
Completely.
Right?
Ek interest create karna, that is also part of stardom.
Which not everyone understands nowadays.
No.
Right?
That doesn't exist anymore. I'm sorry, I'm being honest.
No, it's fine.
That line has completely gone. It's sad.
Do you?
I feel bad.
Why do you feel bad?
For this generation, because usme hai nahi. Because it was a different time, you know, where there was a different reach. And also, I just feel like the way I've been extremely honest with my fans, audiences, everyone, as much. And they also respect a lot of my private life, you know. Like with the kids or the family or whatever. I also put it a lot on social media and, you know, we are from a film family, so it'll always be in the limelight. And we do that. But I think that there is a side to them that wo automatically ek hai, that people know that, okay, this is it.
How did Kapoor Khandan blood feel running through your veins in your childhood?
I don't think we realized that what,
family.
Yeah, my family. I never really thought because my parents never really let me feel that. My mother was extremely, she came from a very, very middle class family. And she was, my father, my Nana was also an actor, character actor. He acted in a lot of films in different roles. So, but we were never really meant to feel like, you know, that we come from this family or like what my... We didn't even know because, I mean, like going to a shoot, the first shoot I went on was like when I was, I think, 8 or 9 years old at Chintu Uncle shoot in Kashmir. He was doing a film with Rekha Ji. And we had gone, Ranbir and all of us had gone for that shoot. I think it was Sheshnag, one of the films, I don't remember. And Gulmarg mein shoot ho rahi thi. So it was actually the first time, you know, like I had remember that I had seen a shoot. Before that, I know that when I was very small, I was at my father's set. He had done a film with Amit Uncle called Pukar. And us film mein I had gone for the shoot. But I was like barely 1 year old or something. So I have no memory that I was ever made to feel. Un dinon mein it was like my grandfather and all, they were also like very like chill, relaxed. Nobody had this ke media ka kuch bawal ho raha hai. Paparazzi ka culture tha. There was never, nobody felt ke, you know, that they were really big stars or superstars. My family was also very into passionate. My grandfather was very passionate about art, music, cinema. He would play the harmonium. He would make his songs. We've always heard him sing like that. Never any thought, shosha bazi type ka thing. There was never.
It's an art-oriented family first and foremost?
Yes, because we were always, whether it was Shashi uncle who was into theatre, Shami uncle and my grandfather were very passionate about films. music. So I'm saying that it was never really thought ke, yes, of course, parties and all I'm sure happened, but we were never part of that. And then, of course, my mom moved on and we were shown a childhood that was very, very basic and simple. My mom used to make me go and drop me to the school bus. My mom still today has no idea of this paparazzi culture and she's like, I don't understand ye kya hai. Of course, she's like, you must work. And work when I see you on the silver screen or when I see your film. Then I will tell you how good or bad you are. Ye sab nahi hai ke ye sab ke aap ye kar rahe ho, wo kar rahe ho. And today they don't even understand that culture. Ke the paps are running after you. Why are they running after you? Yeah, okay, but theek hai. But for them, it's like acting achhi karo. Picture achhi banao.
Your mom's contributed to your personality too much, as is as is the case with anyone. Yeah. Anyone's mom contributes a lot, but I feel with especially career-oriented people, a career so multifaceted that one of your parents usually plays a very big role in creating mindset. And whatever I've seen about you talking on other interviews, you always bring it up when you're talking about confidence, personality. Now you're bringing it up when you're talking about ambition also.
Of course.
I feel you get it like from your mom.
Definitely, I do. Because my mom is very self-made and she's a very, very strong woman. Whoever in the industry also, when you talk about my mom, they will tell you she is that kind of lady. She was like known like as the Iron Lady because she was very like strong about the way her children were, how, you know, like women in the family should work. She always asserted for the right things, you know.
How were you as a teenager?
I was very naughty. I was very naughty. I troubled her a lot.
But you were good at studies, no?
I mean, I was good. Yeah, like 65-70%. I was very good. And like I had interest. I enjoyed going to school. I went to a boarding school. I enjoyed all of that. But I was naughty. I've also been...
Was she grooming you to become Kareena Kapoor then?
So I think that she was very strongly involved in my sister's career. You know, a lot more. Because Karishma also started at 14 and it was a different time and she was actually one of the first in the family who actually, you know, was working. And tab log kehte the ke light eyes girls never make it in Bollywood. Aise purane purane kind of, you know, thoughts were there. And my mom was like, no. And sister really wanted to act. So she had a huge hand in that. And then, of course, I think that paved the way for me.
But little Kareena Kapoor was just like watching all
watching,
that
watching constantly.
And like also being...
For me, I feel like I've lived two careers. Like I know before things can happen, I know exactly how it's going to pan out. Sometimes I like get scared that because I know. Because I've seen so much. I mean, I've seen my sister's career. My sister started shooting at the age of 15. I'm 6 years younger than her. I was there when she gave her first shot. So I've seen her journey. You know, like, I mean, like I was what? I mean... 7 years old. I was Taimur's age. So, I mean, for me, I've been seeing it since then. So, I think I'm lucky enough to have that guidance also. Like you said, not just watching in the wings. It was literally like that. It can be a movie like through my eyes.
Yeah. What was it like growing up in front of the world? Because your debut happened when I think you seven when you were a teenager.
Yeah, no. I started shooting at 18.
18.
Film released in 2000. I was 20.
But you're still growing up in front of the world. Like 20 is too young in terms of... I was an idiot when I was 20. So you were...
Yeah, I wasn't doing the regular things at 20. You can say that. College or restaurants, parties, jo log karte, friends house, sleepovers. I never had that normal.
Was there a price you paid in your own eyes? This only? Letting go of all this stuff?
I think so, na.
You thought about it then?
I mean, I... But that's when that ambition was there, no? Okay, this is more important. That I want to be an actor. And for that, I have to maybe sacrifice a lot or like do this. That passion was there. So I never really thought about that. But now when I sit back and look and think, ki jo normalcy hota hai, like, you know, sleeping over at friends' homes, you know, just chilling that time with your friends in... I'm working since I was 18. That chilling and all. Now I feel sometimes I take out time and want to chill with my friends. Because 18 to like, you know, almost 30, I don't remember a time that we didn't even know that time ke kya hota hai party karne ka. What is the meaning of that?
Hmm.
our parties were like ke shoot pe hai. We're sitting and chilling with our crew, with our people, growing up in that set pe hi hum bade hue hain. So wo life hi aisi thi. So which is...
Would you change anything?
No.
Fully like you love the journey and everything.
I love the journey. I love the mistakes. I love the journey. I love the every single thing. Because I've learned everything here.
Would you want your kids to become actors or is it too early to...
7 and 3, yeah. I think it's too early. I would definitely want them to take their decision.
They're great looking boys.
They are, but they have to fly their, you know, their own way.
Mm.
That's their journey.
Mm.
And both Saif and me are very like different because we both have had such strong journeys in our individual life. So both of us are very individually very strong parents in our thoughts, in our approach. Plus, we've always lived our life the way we want to live our life. That we will never tell our children what to do. So, let them fly. They'll figure out their direction somewhere or the other where they have to land.
What's like the main advice you're giving them at this stage? Because I know you get asked a lot of questions about the paparazzi angle.
Yeah.
Related to them. I don't want to ask you that, but I'm sure as a parent, there's a human side to you.
Yeah.
Which is also like thinking about like, you know, your son's long-term self-image, like what your mom did for you.
Yeah, of course.
So what is Kareena, the mom, doing for her kids? In terms of what do you keep telling them?
Right now, it's just like, don't fight with each other. Because right now also, we were at home and I was getting ready and suddenly I hear Saif screaming on top of his voice. And I was like, what happened? And he's yelling, you will not do that. You will not. Because right now, it's just pulling them apart. Because they're both finding their identities right now. And Taimur is now the older brother. So he's like huck jamaoing and, you know, bullying him, pushing him, pulling him. That little one is just trying to be like, but I'm also, you can't do that to me. So right now, it's like both Saif and me are like, kya ho raha hai, yaar? It's like so difficult. Like we didn't think that we're two boys. It's like crazy. And they're both very strong individuals. You can tell from now, you know. They have their own personality. Because my younger one is like, I'm not going to be a... You know, the younger sibling always has that. Huh?
Yeah.
The older sister will always have that, the older brother. So he's like, I'm not a pushover. This is mine. You will not come to my room. So... I'm like, yaar, ye to sirf filmon mein dekha tha. Ab to life mein ho raha hai.
You know, when boys are growing up with each other, violence is their love language.
Oh no.
So there's a lot more. Wait till the time they discover WWE.
Then, they have, oh. Because Taimur already has. So he's wearing his gloves and he's like, come on. This and that. I'm like, he's 3. And he's like doing these flying kicks and some bicycle kicks. And I'm just like, are yaar.
Nice, fun.
Yeah, it's fun. I'm learning also. Because, you know, we come from a all-women household, yeah.
So what's it like seeing boys, just boys?
Yeah, I'm like, you know, I need Saif to tell me that it's fine, relax, just chill out. It's okay, it happens. Ye hota hai, you know. So, it's just crazy, yaar. It's just like every day there's, every 15 minutes their mood changes. Mm. And I've realized they only want to run. And they only want to eat food.
Hmm.
They only want ke khana de do and they want to run. Bhagna hai. Football and cricket. Woohoo. And yeah, bas. 1 minute, they don't just want to sit for a second.
Hmm. Sounds familiar.
You were like that.
To all the guys. all. I think boys are like that when they're growing up.
Yeah, no?
You have a need for inflicting pain upon your sibling, but it's actually love. You never cross a threshold with the pain you're inflicting.
Yeah.
Even when you're a kid.
And then if like I fire Jay and I'll say, why did you kick Taimur? Then Taimur will start crying. So I'm like, but I'm firing him for you. Why are you crying? He's like, don't talk to Jay like that. I'm like, they'll figure it out.
Brotherhood. Yeah, is wholesome.
Exactly. I think so.
Did you receive flying kicks from Karishma Kapoor?
No, but like I'm still very assertive with her, I think. It is always the other way around. I was hug jamaing on her.
Mm. There is, I can't believe I'm giving you a football example, but still,
to explain. Please.
So there's a pair of footballers called Kevin Prince Boateng and Jerome Boateng. They grew up in a ghetto. Okay. Kevin Prince was also great. He was the older one.
So are they playing now?
They're just about to
so
retire.
Temur might know them.
Yeah.
They were playing for what?
Bayern Munich.
Oh, he loves Bayern Munich. Yeah.
So they say that the younger one became a legend because the older one, who's also great, protected the younger one always.
Mm.
I'm actually comparing this to Karishma Kapoor and Kareena Kapoor also. In terms of, I'm sure she's given you like a lot of mentoring, guidance.
Of course. She is like, I mean, like, she's like my go-to for everything. Like, I just call her for every little thing. And honestly, she's like the anchor of the family. Because everyone in my family, which is the Kapoors, as well as the Patodis, only call Karishma. They'll all call her. So she's like, kuch bhi ho, Lolo ko phone karo. Doctor ki zarurat hai, kiski hai, Lolo ko phone karo. Any problem, ye problem ho gaya, I need a cook, I need this, Karishma ko pata hoga. So, you know, she's like, because she has this very strong, like, personality, you know. She takes control, takes charge of everything. She always has the right thing to say. So I think that she just draws people towards her.
How does sisterhood evolve?
Best friends. From like looking up to the older sister to wanting to be like her. To now, like, I think pretty much equals and best friends. I think we have that equation now where we can tell each other that, oh, I didn't like this or I don't like this. And there's a certain amount of respect that comes in when you're in your 40s and 50s. And we're 6.5 years apart.
Mm.
So it's, we're more like friends, like, you know, who respect each other. Like, she respects my space as well. You know, if I don't want to talk. And I vice versa.
Do you have days like that?
I think so. We all, yeah, no?
I can't, I mean, see, this is the curse of your fame.
Haan.
Like, I've seen your fame, like, for a big section of my life. So I really can't imagine you pissed off out and out. Do you know what I mean? I can't imagine you sad or pissed off or anything.
No, sad is different. Pissed off is different. My anger is like, I'm like a soda bottle. I'll just go, react. And then after that, I've forgotten also about it. Like exactly 5 minutes later, I'm just like, I've forgotten what the issue is. I'm like, why? What is the issue? I've moved on to another topic. So when I'm fighting with Saif also, he's like, but you said you're pissed off. I'm like, yeah, yeah, but now I'm fine.
So I'm from a generation of urban men, all of whom have a man crush on your husband.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I know, I've heard that before.
Like, any guy who I've grown up with loves Saif Ali Khan. All, like, whenever Saif Ali Khan's name is taken, there's a lot. And I told him this on the show as well. That he's taught an entire generation how to be cool.
Yeah, completely. The entire 2000s, Dil Chata Hai, Time, Hum Tum, Salaam Namaste, Bing Cyrus. An entire generation was written coolness. I mean, today you can't, I don't think any actor, he's also quite irreplaceable in those parts.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, like if Kalona had to be made again, I can't see anyone play that part. Because Saif is just, he has that vibe, like, you know.
Relaxed. And also, like, you know, he can talk shit very well.
Yeah. And still be manly.
Yeah. And intellectual.
And intellectual. So, wo combination aajkal to hota nahi hai.
What was the most attractive thing at first? And then during the honeymoon phase, what was the most attractive when you got to know Saif Ali Khan?
I think, of course, the first was the fact that he's, I think, extremely handsome. And he was like, I mean, when I saw him first, I was like, I've never seen somebody so handsome and so, like, good-looking and, you know, has that natural...
Royal aura.
Yeah, like, he just had a natural glint in his eye that was, like, really charming and, you know, he also has very kind eyes, which I think women like in men, where they look that when you have an eye that's so kind, where you feel like... It's a natural, caring, kind eyes that he has. So I think that was the first thing, you know. And then, of course, I mean, like, I think I'm still discovering Saif.
Really?
Yeah. I know him. There's no one better that in the world who knows Saif than me. And I can confidently say that. He also knows that. Like, I know exactly what he's thinking and what he's going to think next. But I think you're always, because you're a partner and you are also always evolving, you know. So... We're going to keep discovering each other, which I think is nice.
But is intelligence like one of the core reasons.
No, but his intelligence is this idea of Saif's intelligent. I don't know where, of course, he's always like, why is everybody saying that, okay, he reads books? Because reading books are meant to be read and it's the most normal thing ever. So I'm like, yeah, I don't know. So he's like, yeah, I don't know. Intelligent in the sense, he thinks. He thinks, you know. And he's well-read because he's interested in reading, you know. But, I mean, like, he's not interested, like, in worldly politics or, like, I mean, I don't know. It's not like he's some, you know, some economist or something like that. Or, you know, he's not.
That's why there's peace in his eyes.
Yeah, exactly. He's not like, you know, okay, kya mujhe to kuch nahi samajh aata. He's like, I also am, like, as normal and whatever.
This stereotype comes from one of the older Coffee with Karan episodes that you were on, where you said, you caused this stereotype.
Caused it. What did I say? That he reads.
Yeah, you said something like, they don't make men like that anymore who read and who are intellectual.
I mean, intellectual in the sense that maybe he thinks a lot more. So
more deeply.
Yeah, let's...
You know, this is like my 650th something episode. He was my 9th or 8th episode, something like that.
You should talk to him now.
Yeah. You make it happen. No, but my point is, I wasn't prepared to do a good podcast with him that time because I was also too young.
Yeah, now I think after this, I'm going to tell him that it's been, like, it's fun and you'll get to, like, speak a lot of what, and people will get to know the deeper side to you.
Yeah. I'm getting to know the deeper side of you right now. which is again, like, But you said na ki whatever's inside is happening on your face.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a very Punjabi thing.
My nature is like my mom, but my entire personality is born Punjabi. I am like a chapa of my father. And I have no bones about it. And if anybody has problems, I don't care. I am like this only. I am me and my father are mirror images of each other. Like our sense of humor, the way we eat, the way we talk, the way we like sit. He also enjoys all these comedy movies. And like my tastes. Like I'm just born and bred like a
Punjabi.
Full on.
What's your favorite food other than Chinese food? It is Chinese, right?
Chinese, of course, because I think all the Kapoors are obsessed with Chinese. But my hardcore food is the hardcore desi Punjabi food, like curry chawal, rajma chawal. I'm like hardcore into all of that.
That's comfort food.
That is not comfort. That is like my proper khana. In the day, like, I mean, come what may, mere ghar pe to like Saif eats, he's very Spartan in the day. Like, he likes to, because he's working in the day and he's whatever. So, he's like vegetarian and he'll like, you know, like simple dal sabzi.
Saif
and
is
he
vegetarian.
Can eat that every day. Like, in the day, he prefers.
Okay.
So, he likes the fact that, you know, he'll eat the same food every day. This dal and sabzi, that gobi and bhindi ka sabzi will be made every day. But for me, it's like with a passion, I like tell my cook knows. Ke like ek din rajma hai, ek din kadi chawal hai, ek din chane hai. Like that, it has to, you know, that
Punjabi swad has to be there.
100%. That is, and my food is totally different from these three. So,
these three
kids also.
So they eat like him.
They also eat like him. My younger one is more like me because he also is like that paratha and white butter and all of that. For me, that is like my daily food. One meal, I have to have that.
And cheat meals?
But main to roz like har do din, teen din mein paratha kha rahi hu.
What do you like in Chinese food?
I like Punjabi Chinese. That Manchurian and Chow Mein. And I'm telling you, it's crazy. My taste is like that. Like now also talking about food, I'm like, oh God, wow. Too good. So, but that is the real geet also. Na? That Punjabi, that is me also. Thoda sa. Sundays are nice because mere ghar pe like, I'll like have Sindhi curry, aloo tuk. That's otherwise I'll have biryani.
Cookie roti, koki roti.
You're Sindhi?
I have a lot of Sindhi friends.
That's koki.
Koki.
I've grown, my mom is also half Sindhi, na? So wo combination is very scary.
Can you speak Sindhi?
No.
You can understand?
No.
You feel Sindhi on the inside?
No, I feel full Punjabi, na?
Yeah?
Yeah. I can't speak Punjabi, but I can understand when Punjabis are talking. Same. Like I know. Also because I love the sound of the language, yeah. Na?
This is a very Bombay Punjabi thing to say.
Nah.
Same.
It is?
Same. Vibe.
It's very sweet.
That internally, you are very Punjabi, but you can't speak Punjabi.
Yeah, but because I'm born in Bombay, na?
Yeah. This,
but I feel like, I'm full,
Desi.
Yeah, Punjabi Desi. That look that people know, that is me only. That I had for sure.
I feel there's a lot of similarities between you and your cousin Ranbir Kapoor also.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people say that also. He also is, I think, similar because he has an attitude and a confidence and an air that, again, is just nobody has, I think, in the Indian film industry. I'm very biased. I don't know bias, but I don't even actually think I'm biased because I genuinely think there's no one like Ranbir Kapoor.
It's those Raj Kapoor jeans that have like trailed down.
He is so like a deadly combination, yeah. Because Chintu uncle also is such a fine actor. Neetu auntie is such a great actress. Plus he has, usme to pura koot koot ke jo andar rakha hai na, that usme pura bhara bada hai.
What do people not know about him? And or the question could be, how's he like as a brother?
I think Ranbir also is like, I find Ranbir and Saif also are very similar. Extremely kind. Also, they have very kind eyes. Even Ranbir's eyes are very kind, you know, because he's genuinely... Also, I think he's a very no-nonsense person. I think if he really likes you, he likes you. If he doesn't like you, he's a kind of person to... You know, he doesn't make too much of an effort then, you know. What you see is what you get. Extremely, like, loving. Also, very charming. I think that's why he has... the entire nation dancing to his tunes. So I think that he's also very unique, I think, in a way.
I think if you're not charming, you can't have a film career. Because the charm shows up on screen, but you also need it in the off-camera.
Yeah, role. And it has to be natural. It can't be put on. That put on, I think people pick up. So I feel Ranbir has a very natural air to him.
Where did this darkness that we see in Animal come from? Like in his eyes, like the way he's delivering some of those scenes? Like, I'm like, how did he become that person in that scene? Like, I'll tell you the other way of asking the same question. The same thought has been pitched by me to Mukesh Chhabra also on the show. While asking about what creates a good actor. And it was like life experiences. Then it went into this whole nepotism, like, conversation. And then he said that, but the exception is Ranbir Kapoor, Kareena Kapoor. So I tried asking him, what's special about you guys? So he said that usually people who are good actors are also very empathetic. And perhaps empathy runs in that gene pool. That you can pick up other people's emotions much more easily.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I know this is like too deep.
No, but empathy is such an important aspect, you've said. It is. In your performance, to be empathetic towards another person and to feel that what the other characters are also feeling, and to bring out that emotion is also so important. So empathy is very important in performances.
You can read other people easily?
I think, yeah. And that's tiring.
Why?
Because then you can read, you know exactly like what that person is, what the person's going to say, whether they actually mean it. That's why I like to keep my circle small. Because it also tires you, drains you, na?
Plus everyone's viewing you with the nazar of, oh, I'm talking to Kareena Kapoor.
Yeah.
That gets tiring?
Of course that gets tiring.
Gets tiring a little bit, not to be Kareena Kapoor.
Now it does, na? Yeah. So now you just want to like be yourself and...
With YouTube fame, which is hyper niche, I feel tired. So I can't imagine what your reality is in terms of stamina and exhaustion.
I don't know how to, explain it. But that's why I always, I think, off late. Because obviously, I've been around for so long. I keep my... circle small. I don't do too many interviews. I don't like to do too much because I'm like, Abhi, you know, you should also enjoy your stardom and your fans from watching you also on your screen, on the screen, because you have, there's always going to be a part of you little bit in each character, you know, that you kind of pick up. That's also important. So I want people to pick up that also through each film.
Have you ever felt lonely, like throughout this journey?
Well, I mean, of course, I think people will never really understand what you are feeling at that time, because sometimes you have to do so many things for others, no matter what you are going through. कि आप 102 बुखार से मर रहे हो बट कोई नहीं है साथ में. दे डोंट केयर. शॉट देना है तो देना है, जाना है तो जाना है. एंड पीपल हैव डन दैट. सो व्हाट योर फीलिंग इनसाइड, समटाइम्स नोबडी, हाउ मच कैन दे अंडरस्टैंड.
टू स्टिल बी अ प्रोफेशनल
दिस इन दिस जॉब, यस.
प्लस यू नो पीपल विल,
देयर इज नो सिक लीव,
देयर इज आल्सो नो रूम टू हैव अ बैड डे इफ यू आर गोइंग आउट इन पब्लिक. Having the worst day, people will...
There's no room to feel emotion for anything apart from that. You have to make sure that you're just being that perfect star at that time. So many things can be happening. So many... I mean, anything. Could have had a fight with my mom. Could have had a fight with my son. With anything. But at that time, it just has to be you and the camera. In that sense, this profession is... That is the demandingness. Not ki promotion kar rahe hain, kahin event pe ja rahe hain. Wo sab toh, of course, that also is demanding. That has now taken out the juice of becoming an act, being an actor also, or being a star. You know? But it's the internal emotion that if tomorrow anything is happening around you, anything, somebody could be dying, but if you're in the shot, that's it. It's just you and the camera. It's very selfish, but that's the price you have to pay. And that's what I feel is demanding.
Hmm.
All these other things are all unnecessarily. They're not important.
Okay.
Like events, ye karna, wo karna, film ki promotions, all that is all temporary. It doesn't matter.
Hmm.
That is not demanding.
Hmm. Just this craft aspect.
Craft.
Ki always you have to give that 200% even if you're... Hmm.
That is where the job is demanding.
Is your craft going on outside of a film set ever?
No. As in the sense, performing or...
No, I mean, when you go out in public, you are maintaining that brand.
That, of course, has to happen. No?
How do you dress at home?
I dress like, I mean, like, put so strange. Saif today is like, God, ek event pe jaane ke liye, itne sare log, itne sare kapde. He's like, what has happened to actors? I said, I don't know, I don't want to do this. I want to also just go, like, you know, masti mein apne, you know, like, you know, pehle we would do na interviews also. Sometimes, see, my old interviews, I'm wearing some dirty t-shirt and jeans. But I'm like, that had its charm. But I don't know. आजकल तो वो बहुत प्रेशर आ गया है कि एक लुक हॉट डीवा, एवरीवन वांट्स टू बी दैट. फैशन का इतना प्रेशर आ गया है. सो आई मीन यू नो आई गेस
यू लुक लाइक अ डीवा इवन इन द टी-शर्ट एंड जींस.
या बट दैट्स व्हाट आई एम लाइक, आई एम हैप्पी. सो ही इज लाइक, व्हाई आर यू डूइंग ऑल दिस? ही इज लाइक द एंटायर हाउस हैज बीन टेकन ओवर विद क्लोथ्स एंड लाइक पीपल. सो ही इज लाइक, इज दिस रियली what it is? I'm like, yeah.
I think that old time is going to come back now. That's my thoda gut feel.
No? I hope so, yeah.
You don't feel so?
I hope so, honestly.
I have like one more compliment for you. Okay? You should just deliver the compliment.
Apart from the sunflower.
This whole podcast has been a string of compliments.
I don't know.
But I'm also carrying all the compliments I got from people who I told about this podcast. Like I always talk to these people who are very deeply, like, you know, they're film nerds. And the film industry nerds.
Oh, really?
And lots of people are Kareena Kapoor fans.
Huh.
So, most people told me to ask you about the following topic, okay?
Okay.
And before I tell you the topic, I'll tell you the compliment. The compliment is, like, we spoke about this whole tiring thing. It gets demanding. Okay? And it's been a while that you've been, like, relevant.
Yeah.
That fight for relevance is, it doesn't just happen. There's hard work, there's discipline. There's working on being, like, you know, on exhausted days. You have to still put in. But it doesn't ever show up on your face. Usually with a lot of people who age, their noor goes away. Like, you know, but sadi to ai Rihanna, ai Beyonce.
No, I don't know why I wear that K-pop.
How is your noor still, like, there? Like, what's happening in your heart?
because I feel the day I, this hunger. So it's strange because it's like I'm at peace with myself, like with whatever, but I'm still hungry for more. I'm satisfied, but I'm not satiated, if I'm making sense.
Like you feel gratitude for everything that's there already and everything that's happened?
Of course.
But some more would feel even better.
It's more like that hunger should constantly be there. And there should always be a feeling of like, but I can do that. The day that goes away, I will just be like, I'm done. So that is still there. But it might go, I don't know, 5, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. I don't know. Like people who know me say that I'll be working till I'm 80. Because they know me. And I always say that, oh, yeah, yeah, whatever. Now I don't. But I always feel like, no, but I can do that. But I can do this film. But I can do that. So that is what keeps you, you know, on your toes.
Are you doing it for someone? Are you doing it for your mother? Are you doing it for your kids?
No, I'm doing it for myself. I'm doing it for myself. My kids, like today, my son has asked me that, again, you're doing makeup, mama. You like makeup lots, I think. So he's still figuring out. But it's not that. I'm doing it for myself. I'm doing it to be, you know, satisfied, satiated for myself, be happy. And to prove to myself that, you know, that I want to always be this person that you've just asked me this question, that hopefully 25 years later also you might ask me this question.
What's been like the most difficult phase through all this? Has there been any phase that stood out as like, okay, that was challenging?
I mean, a phase, I think there in 25 years, there's been too many ups and downs. In fact, the amount of failures I have seen, if you go back to a trajectory of my career, there have been a string of flops that have happened. And if it happened to anybody, honestly, nobody would survive this. Nobody. But we never talk about that because there is a certain
aura.
Or perception, ek hai, na, ke, ek feeling hai, ke that's her or whatever. And I've never let people feel that because maybe I've been good in those films or however it is, I've worked hard for that. But there have been a string of films that have not worked before Jab We Met, where I've always tried to be like, okay, none of the films are working. What's going to happen now? And a lot of things people don't know that before Jab We Met, though, I had not worked for a year. I had said no to so many films and I was at home because I was like, so many films are not doing well. I need to take a step back to reassess why the hell this is happening, to wait for that perfect script, which will come, which might take a year or two, but I must be prepared to pull back.
Why was it happening? Because you were rushing with like...
Yeah, just doing any and every film, not really thinking maybe about it. Films were not working at the box office. And ultimately, box office success is important. At the end of the day...
Numbers matter.
You are chasing that. Whatever it is, we are chasing the craft. We are chasing the art. But with art, we are also chasing the fact that this longevity has happened also because of the box office hits. Also, yes, of course, like you said, my confidence, personality, blah, blah, blah. Of course, my performance is that I have been at it. That gumption is there. But we can't deny that. No? We can't take away from that also.
Did you internalize the pain of those failures? Or did you just let go of it?
No, of course, I was very upset. I was like traumatized. I would sleep, cry myself to sleep for many nights that why are my films not working? What is it that is happening that... Like everybody, because even people were like, she's so good, but that one film, it just needed that one turn, which was not happening. So that phase will always happen, I think. And in 25 years, I feel, in fact, I'm known more for my failures than my successes. If my failures were not known, then I would not have that one, you know, feeling of, wow, okay, that success that has happened.
Do you realize that at this stage, you're beyond failure and success? I'm sorry, I'm softening it like for you because I know you've got that whole warrior spirit about going for success. So I don't mean to take away from that at all.
Yeah.
Like I admire that about you. But there's very few people who've gone and reached that icon status out of years of hard work behind them.
But I never want to know that.
Sorry.
I never want to get into this ki wo comfort zone mein nahi jana hai ki I'm beyond that. I want to know ki nahi ye picture chalni hai, kaise chalna hai, kya karna hai. You know, we have to give it our best. Let's make it work. What is it like, you know? Ek scene ko, how do we improve it? Let's try and do that. You know, so that feeling has to be there. Because otherwise then...
What's the meaning of life?
Yeah, so I don't want to ever have that feeling.
Do you have a visual of your 70s and 80s in your head?
With Ranveer giving another podcast, I don't know what is your thing. Maybe you don't want to be doing podcasts. I don't know what you want to do.
I want to leave civilization, and that's not something cool. Like, actually.
Achha, I don't want to do that.
You want to be in Mumbai?
I don't know Mumbai or where now. I don't know wherever now once the kids grow up. Who knows? I don't know. Maybe somewhere in the hills, in the mountains.
Yeah, same.
No?
Maybe we'll be neighbors.
Dharamshala.
Yeah.
Somebody, somewhere, beautiful hills. You know, I mean, of course, I think our country is gorgeous and we've not even had the time to explore it, you know. So I keep seeing images where I would like to go, you know, and who knows, a retired life somewhere, Kasauli times. So beautiful.
Deeper into the mountains.
Deeper into the mountains. Yeah, deeper into that the mountains. You will go.
What do you want from life?
I mean, for me, I just want to be like, happy and content. In the middle of both.
You're there right now?
The middle of both. I think I'm happy being with my family, my children, and my husband. I think that gives me a lot. My work gives me that. But I think one has to keep striving, na, to find that perfection. And we don't know if it's actually there is perfection or not. No one really knows that.
People who are not Kareena Kapoor know that perfection exists.
No, I think I'm also a completely imperfect. I'm also like, you know, trying to also figure out ke kya karna hai, kya nahi karna hai. Aadhi life to logo ko satisfy karne mein nikal jati hai ke kya hota hai na, ke what do they want, what do they need, what do I need to do, what do I want to do. That is, comes later. So that has just started maybe then. I want to do.
You do a very good job of not letting people know these things. That's what I'll say. Because it's a lot of common narratives about you in people's heads. And there is no envy that I sense from anyone. There's a lot of aspiration.
Yeah.
Guys, girls, everyone like loves your family life, loves what you've done with your work. And at the core, loves your self-confidence.
Like, yeah, I think that's where it comes from, na? Everything.
Like, everyone now deals with some level of a lack of self-love. And we sense that you're at the other end of the spectrum. You know, that someone... Like Pooh.
Yeah.
You know?
That's why those characters are iconic. And they are more relevant now than then.
Yeah. Evergreen. Because people want to be that.
Yeah.
It's not there in the world. Before we let you go, Kareena, you want to talk a little bit about Crew?
I think it's a really cool, fun film. I think bahut dino baad action films ke baad ek achhi comedy film aa rahi hai. And also it's like it's fun. It's, you know, it has this all women centric, women kind of female energy, which is fun. Like there's Tabu, Kriti, me. I think I think that people are looking forward to that little mad, crazy, fun friendship film, which I think this is. And hopefully our people will love me because it's comedy after a long time that I'm doing.
And all of us need that.
All of us need that now in the cinemas, na, for a bit.
Yeah, we've been missing that vibe. And what I will say is that the trailer is looking fantastic.
Yeah, I think so. It's like got a vibe. Everybody's like, the buzz is like quite like exciting.
I've always felt like a connection with you. I have two things to say to you before you go. Three things. The first thing I'll say is that give us a chance to host you at our space for the next one.
Of course.
Because
it's different.
Yeah, there's an energy in that
Where
room.
Is that space?
It's nearby.
Oh,
So,
where you stay.
Yes. But it'll make a difference to the conversation whenever you wish. The second thing I'll say is that because you love Chinese food, I've got you something. This is from me. There's no brand sponsor involved.
Okay.
This is just a gift from one sweet. Human being to another. This is like Chinese food. And
oh coffee. My God. Wow. Chili sauce and all that.
Yeah.
So sweet.
These are all like my favorite things which suit my palate. So maybe the Punjabi in me is gifting the Punjabi and you
all the Asian sauces I can see. Wow.
And the third thing I'll say is your time is a blessing. So thank you. For being the sunflower of India, Kareena.
No, thank you for having me on your lovely podcast.
I hope you had fun.
Yeah, I think it was a nice casual chat. It's so nice. Like I said, it's always you make it comfortable.
The whole country admires Kareena Kapoor. So I'm glad that you gave us the chance to show another side of Kareena Kapoor to the world. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. So as I'm recording this outro, Kareena Kapoor Khan has just left the room. And so has all that magnetic energy. There's nothing much for me to say other than the fact that I really want to do one more conversation with her at some point. Perhaps in Hindi the next time. For some reason, I do feel a deeper connection with her. Even though she is Kareena Kapoor Khan, when I'd gone on her show, I was just able to flow with her in terms of conversation. Call that a Punjabi connect. Call that a type A personality connect. I don't know what it is. But if you truly get to be in her presence, you get to see who she is as a human being. A lot of the misconceptions around Kareena Kapoor Khan will fade away. There's a lot of misconceptions surrounding her. That's what I feel. And I'm sure that this podcast showed you what the real Kareena Kapoor Khan is all about. Hopefully she'll be back on TRS. And the next time, it's going to be in our studio. Make sure you go watch Crew and make sure you keep watching The Ranveer Show.